Let's go. We are on. I mean, the daf is Lamed is Lamed Amud Aleph. We are towards the top of the Amud. See there, Mes Hamarach Hagdol. So if you remember the Mishnah, the last thing that the thing that's mentioning in the Mishnah is that they were Mesader Hamarach Hagdol, right? So they were Mesader, the biggest bonfire where they actually burnt the Korban, and then after that they would put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on there, right? That's what we're discussing around. My time. Why? Ravuna Rakhis Tachada Mark Desh Tehe Aruach Medashemes Mei Vechada Mark Desh Yehu Metzisi Mesalitza Misham. Okay, why would they sort of push the Marachdol to the eastern edge of the Mizbeach? Right? The way they described, with a little bit of space between the Marachdol and the Kippur. But then some people said, because that's a really good place for the wind to hit it and make sure it burns really nicely, gets lots of oxygen, right? And the other day says, no, because we need a place to stead to add all the twigs that are going to remember the fire overnight has not Hashishalim gone out. The turban to the Ishtamid is just that, an Ishtamid. Right, but it bangs, it gets smaller overnight because it's not being attended to. Yeah? So, we need to now add smaller twigs to it first to get it restarted before we can start adding these big logs. Yeah?
What would they do on a land?
I mean, a big flame doesn't go out even when it rains. Like, as in, water doesn't, rain doesn't provide enough, or doesn't sufficiently starve a flame of oxygen if it's a really big fire. But otherwise, if it's hot enough, the water will anyway vaporize when it comes close. Literally. So, anyway. Mesivei, let's have a response. Reva chaya bahen bein agzirin shayim mesisin es alisim isham. What do you mean? We've already established. Where do you do Hatzatzalit? So you don't do it somewhere random on the Mizbeach. You do it in the Marach HaGdola between the two Gzirei Eitzim. That was what the Mishnah said. Right? So why are you now telling me you need to prepare a place? You don't. Amar Lach, Mekoymois, Mekoymois, Avdi. They made more than one place. Like they made more than one place from which they could, in fact, restart the flame. Why would they need to do that?
Just one out.
It's a big flame. But if you have a big flame, then it takes a long time to start it from nothing. You can start it multiple places.
Easy to reach?
What?
Easy to reach?
No, just multiple places to make it start faster. Okay. Right? No? I think. No? Okay. Matthew, you think let's go to the mission.
The Gomorrahs.
I'm sorry?
Is that the end of the Gemara?
Is that the end of all of the Gemara? I don't think so.
Yeah, there's no Gemara.
Is this not?
There's Gemara in the next chapter.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Maybe this is. Oh, yeah. I know. The Gemara definitely does. I was about to say, no, there is more Gemara. There's just a fair bit of Mishnah at this stage. No, there is significant portions of the Masechet Tanna that does not have Gemara on the Mishnah. But he's right about that. Amar lahen ha-Mimuna. The Mimuna said to them, Boy, uboyu ve-hapisu. Okay, which number of pais is this in the Mikdash?
Two.
Right. It's number two. Right. This is the second time they're doing a pais in the Mikdash. There's actually four. The first one was Trumas Adeshen. No, Trumas Adeshen was instituted. Why?
Because they were rotting.
Yeah, in other words, it was dangerous.
Yeah.
When they were climbing up to the Mizbeach, it was dangerous. They were pushing people. The Kevesh wasn't working. Right? This particular one, we don't know. We don't hear about anything for that. No? This pie is a little different. This pie seems more fundamental. Right, so there is a disagreement in the Rishonim and Yomo, are the pies with their rising. But everybody would agree the pies Trumas Adeshen is not. Imki, everybody will agree that they work Minotaurah. Like once you've allocated a roll to a coin, it becomes an Isur Misa or an Isur Lav on Minotaurah. Maybe not an Isur Misa, my colleagues between Ram and Sefer Achinuch, for another coin to take that place. What's the Isur? Right? A Kohen who wasn't allocated that Avoida is a Zar. Okay? Fine. You're going to do a Pais. Mia Shoichid. Who's going to be Shoichid Tamin? Or Mia Zorik. Who's going to throw the blood onto Mizbeach? Right? Mi Medashen Mizbeach Apnimi. All these are part of the Seder of doing things in the Quran, the Quran Tamin. Who's going to clear the ashes off the Mizbeach Apnimi? No, in Mizbeach Apnimi, we don't have any tekes of shoveling something into the center and making it a tapuach and cleaning it off, and some days not cleaning it off, whatever. Why?
not visible.
Why is it not as visible?
It's inside.
It's in the Heichal. In other words, in Achinami, the doors of the Heichal are open, but all the Amcha is watching maximally from the far side of the Azara. They can't see that much of what's going on in the back of the Okay? And anyway, it's going rising smoke, so... Right? Me made the shenitz menorah. Who's going to clear the ashes away from the menorah? Me Mile, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Me Mile Avarim Lakevish. Who's going to raise the Avarim? Once they check the Talmud, they would... They would cut it into bits and pieces, right into its internal component limbs. Who's going to raise? Who's going to cut? Who's going to carry them to the Kevish, the ramp? Harosh v'aregel shi'ol yamid v'shtei hayadayim. So the head, the back right leg, the two front legs. Ha'oikets v'aregel shel shmol, the tail and the left back leg. Ha'chazeh, the chest. V'hageira, the geira is, I think, the stomach. No, the geira is... I don't remember now. Ushtei defanois and the two sides of the animal, the ribs basically, hakaravayim, certain internal organs, the ones that were actually nikrav, veha soles. What's soles? What? Very good, the flower from the mincha. Vehe chavisin. What's chavisin? What? No.
The Kohen Gadol special.
Very good. The Minchas Chavisim of the Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen Gadol would bring a mincha every single morning and night, called the Minchas Chavisim. It was actually bring half in the morning, half in the night, right? It was called the Minchas Chavisim. It was his personal chiv. There is a deal in among nine. What happens if he dies before he has a chance to do it? Yeah, he did in the morning and died before he had a chance to do it at night. There are three days. One day it says his Yorshim do it. One day it says the Kohanim do it, and one day it says the Kahal does it. Right, and what happens to the half of the Minchas Chavisim that he didn't make, but he wasn't makrav, whatever, all these things are diyunim. Anyway, the Minchas Chavisim is a nincha made from in a machavas. Remember we talked about the Chavisim? It's written, made in a, it's cooked, it's the what makes this difference from the Minchas Soles is that the mincha is cooked in a shallow pan before it is nikra, before you do a komet. How do you do a komet on a mincha, sorry, cooked? How are you going to do that?
Estimate.
And now I get to know who's actually listening to my chavurah. Who's listening to my chavurah?
Sorry.
How do you take a komet from a milk that's sold out that was already cooked? It's going to make like a cracker, right? So how are you going to take a komet from it? Everybody knows what how you take a komet by the right way.
Yes.
Like this, and then you do this to make sure that you only get exactly the amount that fits in here. So how are you going to take a komet?
Estimated the pen.
What does the Torah know? What does the Torah say? If it passes so PCM, you have to break it up into little pieces. You have it, you have it, and you have it again. And then from those little bits you will then take comments. Okay? Anyway. So Chavisim, the Hayayin, and the Yayin, what's wine doing on him's mouth? Nesachim, very good. Right? He Fisel. They would do it a pais. Remember how? Does anybody remember how they did the pais? How they go about it? Two fingers, right? And the Muna would count a random number. Zacha mi shezachan. Whoever got it would get it. Now, if I ask you, how many things are mentioned here?
Many.
13. Is this what the 13? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, all in limited, all in separate, 17, yeah, okay. The way it works is they would reach the person who's going to be the shochet first, and then it would be the 16 people after. Okay. And then he would say to them, go and check if the time for shchita has come. What is the zman of shchita? Sorry? Okay. Alois Shachar is min haTorah miikra din, when you can shecht a korban tamid. Right, you are correct. We pass in, when should you do it? What? No, not necessarily. Here, Pnei Mizrach. The mission at the beginning of the Berak of Yom.
With the funny shiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as Nates?
No. Significantly before. Nates is when the sun actually rises, when you can see the sun coming up from the horizon. Here, Pnei Mizrach is when the light fills the eastern half of the sky.
Does that have any value now?
Here, Pnei Mizrach?
You do anything now?
No. It's just a Xera because one time the Guaranuma says they actually thought that it was a laser chakra already. It turns out it was actually just a bright light, and so they checked with the Korban Tamadeli. So after they made Xera, you should wait until here the Amizra to make sure it actually is a laser chakra. So then it says, if it's the right time, it's here up near. He says, Barakai. What does why Barakai? It's light, it's bright. That's what it means, right? Matthew Ben Shmuel and Mer Harir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shehu Bechevron. They would say to Matthew Ben Shmuel, "I'm going to explain this the way the most Rishonim Yuma say it, but there is a machlokes exactly what it means." Right? This the entire Mizrach lit all the way to Hebron. Why all the way to Hebron? Where is Hebron relative to Shlaim? Very good. So what does that mean? Harir Pnei Mizrach all the way to Hebron.
The whole of the Mizrach.
Is the entire Mizrach? Is it all the way north south? The entire way, right?
Right.
And then the person who saw it would say, yes, hen. I'm a hen. Bring me a taler from the Lishkas Taim. Okay, why does the taler need to be in the Lishkas Taim? Why is that the animal we need to use for Korban Tamid? Almost. There is a halacha and it's min Torah. We learn if they're a shavu from Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach with Ryan. When did they bite an animal?
3 days before.
Very good. Right, 10. Right, and it was Nikrab on the 14th. Right, why? Because it needed 3 days of what's called Bikur to make sure it didn't have a moon, but it's a requirement of Torah. Now, we learn Zerah Shava, we don't do it with a Korban Pesach, other than the Pesach Mitzrayim. But there's a Zerah Shava that we do it with a Korban Tamid. Right, the Korban Tamid requires Bikur, which is why the animals already had to be in the Lishkas Taim. Okay, so it says, Beharei Lishkas Klaim Nesuna Bemikzor Tzvonis Maravis, and it was in the northwestern corner of the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Arba Leshakos Hayushan, there were 3 yards there. Achas Lishkas Klaim, one was Lishkas Klaim, where they kept the time for the Korban Tamid. Achas Lishkas Achoisamos, and one was called Lishkas Achoisamos. Right? What did they keep in Lishkas Achoisamos? What are Achoisamos?
Tickets for the Nesachim and the Minchah, if you bring in it.
Very good. Seals that they would use for various things in the Beit HaMikdash, right?
What seals?
Seals.
Seals.
Right? They need to seal things in the Beit HaMikdash to say it's official, it's a good, right? We'll check that. But the Achas Lishkas Beit HaMoked, then there's a Lishkas Beit HaMoked. What is the Lishkas Beit HaMoked? What's there?
A fire.
A big fire, right? Why is there a fire there? Keep people warm, right? The floor is made from stone, it's cold. The achas lishkas sha'osim b'lechem upon them, and there also the yada, they will make the lechem upon them. Lechem upon them has to be made b'kodesh. Okay? Nichnasu lishkas ha'kelim, they would enter the yard where they kept the spare kelim. Hotziyu b'sham tishim v'shloisha klei kesef v'chesav, they would take out 93 silver and gold implements. Hishku es ha'tamid b'kosh shel zav, and they would wash the tamid. They would wash the tamid with a kosh shel zav. What? Very good. Right. I should have been more careful. Why do the people need to keep so warm? The floor is cold, but why are they cold in the first place?
There's no heating back then.
And what have they just done? It's first thing in the morning. Very good. They just dunked themselves in the mikveh. And where was the mikveh in the Beit HaMikdash?
All the way down below.
Underground, meaning
very cold.
Cold water, right? The water is cold. It's not from a hot spring. It's cold water, right? They're cold, and they would do this even in the middle of winter. Like, it could be snowing outside, and they'd still do this. So they were cold. Okay, they would be mashke es hatamid bekois shel zahav. Okay, What is that? What is it?
It's what?
You say mashke. Do you not speak? They give it to drink rather than to wash.
They gave the tamid to drink. Well, sorry?
Instead of life.
Very good. Right. they would give the korban tamid, the animal which is still alive, some water to drink. Why is it a good smell that they did it with a cup that was full of gold? That was made of gold.
Cover for them.
Sorry?
For the sheep.
Exactly, it's an animal. Why are you giving an animal to drink from a golden cup? Okay, and what was the... Does anybody remember what was the answer of the Aron? Mr. Chagov? Why would that not be a Guzman? Eina niyus b'malkim ashirus, right? When in the Beit HaMikdash, everything is ashirus. Everything is wealth. The whole point is to put the wealth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the spice. So yes, in Akinami, God's animals, they drink, even they drink from a golden cup. Okay, sure. We'll continue. Please, Guzman.
It is under supremely.